This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that there is a prominent media source that says the United States needs to apologize for what happened 75 years ago. What happened 75 years ago is America saved lives. We ended World War II in one of the most faithful and most life-saving decisions ever. We will get to that question. The question was Hiroshima and Nagasaki a war crime, or was it a life-saving decision by President Harry S. Truman? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a new study that I have to bring to your attention, and it's from a source that I think almost everybody would accept as authoritative and important, the American Heart Association. And basically, they're taking a look at heart health and saying there's a growing danger to heart health. It's called marijuana, particularly if you smoke it rather than eat it or chew it. We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. First up, there's a story, actually a couple of stories, about charges of racism because people are responding to Black Lives Matter messages. In other words, if you see or hear or experience or comment about a Black Lives Matter message, well, okay, what does that mean for you if you're not enthusiastic about it? If you don't say amen, does that make you a racist? Listen to this story because it's fascinating to me. It's about Lake Oswego, Oregon. And Lake Oswego it's a really beautiful place. I mean, it's a huge lake and the community is built around it. And it's certainly one of the most privileged suburbs of Portland. And as we've pointed out, the city of Portland is only 6% black. Lake Oswego is 0.73% black. Lake Oswego is 86% white. It is 7% Asian. And like a lot of other well-to-do suburbs, there are signs all over the place promoting Black Lives Matter and the message of Black Lives Matter. Here's a story from the Oregonian. Last month, a 15-year-old named Nandita Kumar, she's an Indian American, painted a sign inside the glass of her home's front window. The sign bearing the words "Silence supports police violence" spanned the entire window frame and showed several hands of different skin colors raised in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. She had painted it as a way to channel her anger and sadness after the killing of George Floyd. A few weeks after she painted the sign, Kumar received an anonymous letter from neighbors asking her to remove it. I mean, she's 15. It was actually her parents, I assume, who received this anonymous letter. The letter told Kumar she had made her point. It asked her to take down the sign because the message was deterring potential buyers from three homes for sale on the street. And the letter said in part, "Homes are not meant to be billboards for our opinions. Homes are a place for families to rest, enjoy life, and feel safe." Kumar, 15, said her first reaction was to call friends and talk with her parents about the letter. Initially, she said, her parents were a little apprehensive that someone might try retaliating against their family. But she said that they understood her point of view and supported her decision to leave the sign up. Okay, the letter quickly went viral after Kumar's sister Divya tweeted about it. Several other people then posted letters they had received from neighbors objecting to their Black Lives Matter signs, which indicates that, as in most suburbs around the country, it's not just one Black Lives Matter sign. They're everywhere. They're very common. And certainly in the Pacific Northwest, I can say that you will see signs supporting Black Lives Matter in every kind of neighborhood, and particularly in neighborhoods that are upper middle class and white. Kumar said that she received many messages of solidarity on social media following the post, and someone even sent her a bouquet of flowers and a letter of support. The city of Lake Oswego also acknowledged the letter in a tweet on Tuesday this week, though Kumar said city officials did not reach out to her directly. The city manager, whose name is Martha Bennett, said the city stands in solidarity with the family. Nobody should have to live like that, she said Tuesday afternoon. Whatever biases or feelings the anonymous letter writer had are now something the family has to be wary of and watch out for as they live in their own neighborhood. Okay, they make the point in the article, too. I do think that most reasonable people could agree that sending an anonymous letter is not right. That does seem threatening. If you object to a sign or you object to something that your neighbor is doing, or you object to something you have on your property, then you should speak to them about it. Or send them a letter in which they can respond to you. And frankly, the idea that it's going to depress real estate prices to have a sign that like that in a window, I think that's a very dubious proposition. Bennett, the city manager, said a more constructive approach would have been for the person who had an issue with the sign to approach the family directly and have a conversation. Absolutely right. Bennett said she and other city officials acknowledge that Lake Oswego must reckon with its racist past, here we go, as do so many other cities in Oregon. The city plans to hold several focus groups in late August and early September to learn about people's lived experiences, and she hopes people will use the forums to discuss such incidents. Okay, is this really an incident? Was there anything in that letter that was directly threatening? I mean, I agree that it's obnoxious. But Kumar said she's uncertain that the city's statement will have much of an impact. I think she's right about that. She noted experiences her peers of color have had, such as a 2018 incident. Okay, this is 2 years ago. In which Lake Oswego students bullied a black middle schooler by passing him a note with a racial slur. That's horrible. Coverage of the incident noted that while it was far from the first racist incident at Lake Oswego schools, the incident spurred action from hundreds of students who walked out of class and held their own rally for equality with the support of the school district. Okay. The school district is supporting students walking out of class. What about focusing on the students who actually bullied this kid and slipped him a note with a racial epithet? White privilege was displayed even more in her own neighborhood, Kumar said, where other homes on the street also had signs of support for Black Lives Matter. As far as she knows, none of those families has received the same kind of letter. Well, it may have had a different message in it than the message that Kumar chose to put, which actually goes to attack the police. Silence supports police violence. An anti-police message is different from the message Black Lives Matter, isn't it? We will get to that, and then a woman who says she was thrown off a plane, a disabled veteran, because she was wearing a mask with a message on it. What the message say, we'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the stock market was up again today, 185 points on the Dow. And yes, that is partially because they do expect there will be some kind of deal, some kind of action to continue unemployment benefits of some kind. It may also be because President Trump is getting more serious, so it would appear, about through executive action trying to create a pause in the collection of payroll taxes, which would help a lot of businesses and help a lot of individual taxpayers, but would it help the country? We'll be talking about it tomorrow. And I hope tomorrow we'll have some kind of a deal. I mentioned before the idea that the fact that someone responded poorly to a sign that said silence supports police violence. What if there were a police officer who lived in that neighborhood in Lake Oswego, Oregon? I know. I mean, police salaries are better today than they once were, but it still might not get you to Lake Oswego. But let's say there was a police commander, somebody in the police. Would that neighbor have a right to question a sign that said silence supports police violence? As if one of the great, great plagues of our society was this plague of police violence, when actually the statistics are overwhelming, that it's been getting better, not worse, that incidents of police violence against people of color or against anybody are way down. Violence against police officers, unfortunately, are not way down. And then there's this. Woman kicked off American Airlines for wearing offensive mask. The mask translated as F the police. Arlinda Johns had boarded a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to St. Louis. But a cabin crew member, a flight attendant, noticed that her face covering, she was wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, and her face covering read F12. Johns is a Florida activist, self-described, and says she is a disabled veteran. And the what she had on her mask, which was F the police, was apparently F12 is slang for F the police. I don't know how they get 12 out of the police, but the flight attendant knew it. The disabled veteran claims that she covered up the mask, but the flight attendant returned and said, "I better not see that other mask." When she asked to be left alone, the flight attendant got the plane to turn around and booted her off. This is apparently before they took off. The airline claims John's mask reappeared, and that's why she was told to leave the plane. John said she has flown American Airlines previously, but there were no problems, and she flew Southwest for her return. "I think I got taken off the plane because I'm black," John said, who was wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Okay, this entire thing, is there a difference between this and the Lake Oswego case? Yeah, there's all the difference in the world. Because the people displaying a sign in Lake Oswego were displaying it in their own home. It's their property. A plane is a public place. And look, I think everyone can agree that there are some messages that would be so disruptive that they would constitute a danger. And is it possible that someone might react very badly to a message that said F the police on a mask? And the airline has apparently agreed to refund her money for the ticket, but not to pay her any damages. The airline's rules are vague. Dress appropriately, bare feet or offensive clothing aren't allowed, it states on the website. It also states that the airline, American Airlines, has the right to remove a passenger if they fail to comply with American Airlines rules or policies. Last year, the airline was blasted El Satan. Okay. can you understand if you were about to get on a plane, why you might not feel comfortable if you were seated next to someone who had a t-shirt that said Hail Satan? And of course, the airline was criticized because there are people who have shirts and T-shirts all the time that say, "In God We Trust," or "Jesus Saves," I don't know, they would say, or "What Would Jesus Do?" But Hail Satan has a different implication. And saying F the police is a very different indication than saying I support the police. Speaking of support, there is a tweet of the day that deserves no support at all. Now, our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this tweet is from Al Jazeera, and it's the official account of Al Jazeera. It says, hashtag Hiroshima marks the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bombing that killed more than 140,000 people. That's fine. That's true. Then they add this. The U.S. has never apologized for the bombings. Why not? Because the bombings saved lives. There is a very powerful, well-argued, well-researched, definitive piece on this in the Wall Street Journal. It's by John C. Hopkins, who's a nuclear physicist who formerly worked long after the atom bomb at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He writes, the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki 75 years ago, Thursday and Sunday, respectively, are regarded with horror and regret. But not using the atomic bomb would have been far worse. The overall Japanese deaths attributed to the two bombs are estimated at between 129,000 and 226,000. A July 1945 U.S. government report estimated that invading the Japanese home islands would have cost 5 million to 10 million Japanese lives. The U.S. landing, planned for November 1, 1945, that same year, was to be substantially larger than the 1944 Normandy landing in Europe. And more than 145,000 Allied troops landed on D-Day. They suffered more than 10,000 casualties. The amount of killing would have been devastating. In this case, the atom bomb saved lives and ended a just war justly. We will be right back with the world's worst idea. Kevin Williamson will talk about it coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's planning on signing executive actions that are being drafted at the White House to address expired unemployment insurance and suspend payroll taxes as congressional negotiations for coronavirus aid continue to drag on. President Trump spending part of his Thursday at a Whirlpool factory in Ohio.
For 8 long years under Obama-Biden administration, American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs.
Americans can travel abroad once again. The State Department lifting their travel advisory warning that Americans should stay home during the pandemic. The highest level advisory was issued on March 19th, causing more than 100,000 U.S. citizens to rush back to their homes from overseas. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kevin Williams, who is a favorite guest on this show, is a roving correspondent for National Review. He's also the author of The Smallest Minority, Independent Thinking in an Age of Mob Politics. And he has a very important piece, particularly with the timing right now of big victories for so-called democratic socialists, people like Rashida Tlaib, who won her primary fight in Michigan, people like the new congressman-to-be, Cori Bush, who won her campaign in Missouri on Tuesday. With all of this going on, he writes about the world's worst idea. Now, one would think there'd be a lot of competition for that title, Kevin, but when you speak about the world's worst idea, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking broadly here about socialism, which is a philosophy that did manage to contribute to the deaths of about 100 million people in the 20th century, continues to do so in the 21st. And as an ideology, as a set of ideas and assumptions about the way the world works, it's been just as discredited as an idea can be, but it's one of those discredited ideas that just simply never dies. About a year ago, I went to a convention of flat earth people and spent the day talking to them about, their theory about the earth being flat and the evidence they had. And I get the same feeling talking to socialists, that it's there's something cultic to it.
Okay, but they would immediately say, and you would say back to them, well, what about all those wonderful Scandinavian countries? It's perfect in Norway and Denmark and Sweden and Finland, and they're socialist countries, right?
Yeah, unlike a lot of my fellow conservative friends, I'm actually pretty friendly toward a lot of the Western and Northern European ways of doing things. I don't think that Sweden and Denmark and Norway are unlivable hellholes. They're not Cuba. They're not North Korea. They're not Venezuela. They're also not socialist countries. One of the things about one of the things about democratic socialism that ends up making itself clear over time in lots of different episodes, you end up having to choose between them. You can say a socialist country, you can say a democratic country. It's very difficult to do both of those things at the same time. So, you know, we've seen a lot of people, particularly Americans on the left, who are kind of parochial, they tend to think of Sweden as being today where it was in the 1970s, the 1980s. In fact, most of those countries have undergone, you know, some reform programs in the 1990s onward that would make a lot of American conservatives, myself included, you know, fairly envious. Sweden, Norway, Denmark, those countries tend to have very, very free economies, very free trade, lots of entrepreneurship, pretty flexible labor markets in a lot of ways, although less so in Sweden. What they have is a big welfare state and very high taxes. And that's a separate set of problems, and that's not a synonym for socialism. Socialism is about central planning of the economy. And unfortunately, what we see American Democrats really talking about isn't replicating, you know, the way they do things in Denmark or the way they do things in Sweden. We see them talking about replicating the way we do things in Venezuela, in the sense that they want to impose central planning on certain parts of the American economy, notably the energy sector, partly on manufacturing, certainly on finance. They want to have government pseudo-own corporations by having, you know, these Elizabeth Warren-style rules in which the government gets to determine who's on corporate board of directors, what the rules are for choosing board members and that sort of thing. So it's not as though there have been no innovations in socialism since the time of Lenin. There certainly have. But if, you know, if the American left were talking about, well, we want to have a more, you know, Norwegian way of doing things, I'd kind of actually be willing to have that conversation. And that conversation, however, in the American context, is probably going to end pretty quickly when you say what that means is a 50% tax rate on the middle class, not on the wealthy. And the real difference, if you look at it, between the Northern European welfare states and the United States in terms of taxes isn't taxes on the rich. They're fairly similar in both places. It's taxes on the middle class, because you simply can't have a Western European style or a Scandinavian style welfare state without having Scandinavian-style taxes, which tend to fall very, very heavily on the middle class, of course, because that's where the income is.
No, that's exactly right. You have an insight in your piece, which I recommend to people. We're going to post it on the website. It's by Kevin Williamson, The World's Worst Idea, in National Review. You have an insight about why this idea has survived and maintains some popularity. And it has nothing to do with its intellectual force. It has to do with?
Well, I think it speaks to a spiritual deficiency. You know, one place that I will, to some extent, concur with some of our countercultural friends on the left is that there is a kind of spiritual emptiness in the West, and there is a void that is not going to be filled by consumerism or by sex or drugs or alcohol and other things we try to fill that up with. And there's a need, I think, for a sense of identity, a sense of belonging, a sense of human solidarity. And, of course, that used to be provided in most contexts by religion, which gives us a different kind of understanding about what we are as human beings, what our responsibility is to other human beings, what other people mean to us, not only as consumers and producers and fellow, you know, voters and citizens in a democracy, but as creatures made in the image of God. And I think that without that, you're leaving a great big void that something is going to go into, whether it's, you know, some sort of insane nationalism, whether it's socialism. Often, of course, socialism and nationalism come in together, as we've seen in Venezuela, North Korea, and China, lots of other places. So if you cede the field other forces, it's not as though there's not going to be some new dogma that comes in and takes the place. And I think where we've really gone wrong in many ways in the Western world is that the leadership of our institutions, whether it's the churches, the business community, the universities, certainly, have long ago really stopped believing in their own dogma. That's why it's been so easy, for instance, to get universities to abandon intellectual freedom and open inquiry, because they don't really believe in it anymore. They're not giving up something they value. They're just giving up the pretense of valuing something they don't value. And that is really where we have some work to do, I think, on the right, because these are not arguments that are going to be answered easily by economics or by, well, if we just cut taxes a little bit, that will solve this problem. We've got some real spiritual nation building to do.
Well, one of the terms that you use in your article, which I heartily recommend, is cult. There's something cultish to this stubborn belief in socialism. And one of the characteristics of cults, and I was reminded of this because there's a very good documentary out right now called Blessed Child, which is about the Reverend Moon and the Unification Church. Virtually all cult leaders live pretty high on the hog and take advantage of lots and lots of women. And you describe Mao and some of the eating habits in your article. But if you read the biographies, his sexual habits were rapacious and appalling. And that's something common with a lot of these socialist leaders. Worse, because they only in one case do we know. Well, actually, there's more than one. Where I'm talking about people who were killed. But okay, in terms of the socialist caudillos who are in this world, I think reading some of the details about how Mao was able to project this idea of being just an ordinary guy at a time when he was in the process of killing, the lowest estimates are about 30 million people in communist China, are worth considering. The most recent book by Kevin Williamson is The Smallest Minority, Independent Thinking in an Age of Mob Politics. What do you think that the radicals are rooting for in this election very quickly? That's a question worth considering. Some of them like the idea of fighting against Trump every night and every day. We will get to that and more. Kevin Williamson, thank you for your insight and for your contribution to the show. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Things are going beautifully in the United States right now is an idea that is believed by 13% of Americans, according to a recent Gallup poll. But it's amazing that it can even be that high. Just finding out about the WNBA. And yeah, they're playing again. Nobody cares. Nobody notices. But guess what? The Women's National Basketball Association, they just had a situation where rather than kneeling during the national anthem, which has become now customary in professional sports across the board, the women walked out. They just wouldn't even kneel for it or stand for it. And in the overall scheme of things, I guess people don't even notice anymore. And they don't even notice. Well, first of all, nobody's watching and nobody's there. And WNBA doesn't get a lot of attention. And I know, isn't that tragic at this 100th anniversary of women's suffrage? Now, no, I don't connect women's suffrage to the WNBA. But there is so much in America where people are ungrateful, they are warped. For instance, there is a future congressman, he's the Democratic nominee in the 16th district of New York State. His name is Jamal Bowman. And he beat a guy named Elliot Engel, who had served 16 terms in Congress, was kind of a mainstream Democrat. Elliot Engel was no conservative. But he was a strong supporter of America and our role in the world and basically recognized his ancestors were immigrants, that this country was a great blessing. Listen to what Jamal Bowman said during a virtual town hall meeting that he was conducting together with the socialist senator Bernie Sanders and Rashida Tlaib, who won her primary, and she won it easily in Michigan, in the Michigan district in Detroit, where she was running and being challenged. In any event, this is Jamal Bowman speaking about America. Listen.
Our political and economic system is genocidal. Like, we're literally killing people for profit. We have a pandemic where we have well over 150,000 dead, and the millionaire and billionaire class has grown. 2 weeks ago, Jeff Bezos made $13 billion in one day, in a single day. And we have people in the streets lined up for food pantries trying to feed their families. It's genocidal. It's been unequal since the inception of this country. But over the last 40 years, when you talk about big money in politics and how our elected officials have been co-opted by the private elite, it's gotten worse.
Genocidal? By the way, why do you think Amazon has done so well during the pandemic? Isn't it obvious? Because people are afraid to go into stores. And Amazon is a tremendous blessing. You need something, you order it, boom, it arrives. And by the way, this is one of those things where in the state of Washington, we had our primary. One of the candidates who was challenging Jay Inslee, the very left-wing governor from the extreme left, was running on the platform of the state of Washington taking over Amazon as a public utility and running it and getting rid of Jeff Bezos. Yeah, then see if your stuff gets delivered on time, if the state of Washington is running it. Are you kidding me? And then there's Nancy Pelosi. She had this to say about the stimulus talk. She does a press conference every Thursday. This morning, she spoke about the ongoing talks to try to get a pandemic rescue package together. Listen.
I always see everything, as you know, through the eyes of the children. And through the eyes of the children, this is what we see. And say to the Republicans, don't nickel and dime our children. Don't say we want to give a tax break to a business lunch and not give more money for children to have food stamps and the rest. Don't talk about saying that if they go to school, only if school is open, will we put federal dollars there. No, we have on authority and documented that to virtual, actual, and hybrid for education is approximately the same, within range of the same cost. So why should you demand that our children take a risk in a community of high incidence of the infection that they have to go to school in order to get federal dollars?
Okay, I'm not sure I understood her last point, but the idea that it costs the same amount not to run classes as it does to run classes, I think is highly dubious. And then this basically accusing the GOP of throwing children out onto the streets. Listen.
Families, millions of children are food insecure. That's why we make such an issue of how can they possibly, what did we have? Over $60 billion for food in one way or another, whether it was women, infants, and children, whether it's one form of food nutrition or another, including food stamps. They had $250,000. $60 billion, $250,000. I don't know how many people they think live in America, but that doesn't even begin. They're nickel and diming us. And then when you talk about children and families who are in fear of eviction, this means a great deal to children to be insecure about their housing. Some of them will become homeless because the Republicans are nickel and diming our children. These families are crying out for the $600, the nickel and diming, the economic security of children's families.
Okay, nickel and diming. The Republicans have agreed to a program spending $1 trillion. That's $1,000 billion. We've already spent more than $3,000 billion other dollars, more than $3 trillion previous dollars. And this is nickel and diming? This is deeply warped. And the alternative is to believe in, like Jamal Bowman, that we are operating a genocidal system. What does Amazon making money have to do with killing people with COVID-19? Which is the association that Jamal Bowman tried to make. Now, speaking of associations, there's a big company called Apple. And they are streaming a limited series right now called Dickinson, about Emily Dickinson. Don't see it. You will end up knowing less about Emily Dickinson than you did before you tuned in. It's awful. I think it's wretched in every way. There is, however, now streaming kind of everywhere, YouTube and elsewhere, another film about Emily Dickinson starring Molly Shannon of Saturday Night Live. It's actually quite a bit better. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
With an Apple series focusing fresh attention on the life of poet Emily Dickinson, it's worth taking a second look at a recent film that explored some of the same material, namely the likely love affair between Dickinson and her sister-in-law, Susan Gilbert. The film, starring Molly Shannon, is called Wild Nights with Emily.
Susan, you have to be careful.
You are the one who writes the poem. Puts it in ink.
Every poet has a muse.
Molly Shannon of Saturday Night Live plays Dickinson in a serious and touching performance based on a stage play by Madeline Olneck, who also directed this film. The story is strange and compelling and is based on new research about Dickinson at Harvard and elsewhere. The limited budget is a factor in this film, but with its PG-13 rating, it still scores some haunting points about love and the creative process. 2.5 stars for Wild Nights with Emily. And, yes, there are two very controversial movies that we're going to be covering tomorrow. There's a film by Seth Rogen. He is one of the producers, and he stars in it. He plays a double role. He plays an immigrant to America from Shlupsk, which is a fictional Eastern European place, a Jewish immigrant to America in 1920. Who falls into a pickle barrel and then comes out again 100 years later and meets his own great-grandson, also played by Seth Rogen. There's also Beyoncé's movie. It is called Black is King, and it's based on her work on The Lion King and a lot of African material and some poetic interludes that are interesting. We will review those films and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.